British researchers have discovered a biochemical key used by the malaria parasite to invade human blood cells. The discovery could pave the way for an effective malaria vaccine. The Plasmodium malaria parasite has a complex lifestyle, and that gives scientists different targets for trying to interrupt its development. One critical point in that process is when the parasite enters the victim's red blood cells. It does that by interacting with a chemical receptor on the surface of the cell. Previous research identified several of those receptors, but the problem has been that if one receptor is blocked, the parasite uses a different one. Now scientists have identified a single blood cell receptor that Plasmodium absolutely needs to enter the blood cell. Julian Rayner of the Wellcome Trust Sanger Institute in Cambridge says the research team used different techniques to prove the key role of the receptor called basogen.
And what we discovered is essentially by adding in protein or antibody in increasing amounts, we could block invasion of the red blood cell. Our colleagues, led by Manoj Jura Singh at Harvard, used a genetic approach to create red blood cells with reduced amounts of basogen on its surface. And again, that had a big impact on invasion.
In the process, Rayner says they used more than 15 varieties of the malaria parasite, including some currently circulating in the wild.
But this one seems to be used by every parasite strain that we've tested to date. And some of the ones we tested in this paper were in collaboration with scientists at Senegal. And these are parasites that really freshly isolated from people's arms. So they haven't been sitting in a culture dish for a long time. These are real parasites as recently exposed to humans.
Other malaria vaccines are in development, but at a London news conference, co-author Gavin White expressed confidence that one based on this discovery might be more successful.
We've probably got more data to show that this really is a critical interaction than we've ever had for any other candidate in the past. So as a starting point for developing a vaccine, that's you couldn't hope for better.
The researchers say a vaccine targeting the basogen receptor may be a decade or more away, but they say that unlike vaccines for some other diseases, which are useful only in prevention, a malaria vaccine that targets basogen may also be a useful treatment, blocking the constant reinfection of blood cells that characterize malaria. Gavin Wright, Julian Rayner, and their colleagues published their findings in the journal Nature. That's today's Health Brief. This is Art Chimes reporting.